Hello, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Hi, Jan.
Well, hello.
Hello.
You know, I wanted to ask you something. I was reading your bio, and it said you won stuff on The Price is Right. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
I just wondered.
I did. I won a TV and a piano.
Wow.
And you sing,
yes.
So that's perfect. Do you play the piano?
No, I don't play the piano. I actually traded that in for some cash, and I think that helped me pay my SAG initiation fees. So I was able to get into the Screen Actors Guild because of that. So that helped.
Well, that worked out good. And then I also saw you did something with American Idol. What was that about?
Back in 2004 and 2005, American Idol ran a contest, a music video contest, and people were able to pick from three different songs. You had to sing in this music video that you shot, and you had to use a Ford vehicle in it. It was co-sponsored between American Idol and Ford. And the first year that they did the contest, I entered it, made a video. I sang the song Life is a Highway, made the video, and kind of played like these three triplet brothers who are setting out to head for California in their old beat-up Ford van. And I ended up being a finalist in that contest and actually made it to second place. I just fell short and lost that first year. But then the second year, they did the contest again, and three different songs to choose from. I did the song by Earth, Wind, and Fire called Shining Star, and again played both characters in it, shot it all myself, and edited it. And that video that year ended up winning the contest, nationwide voting and everything. And I ended up winning a Ford Focus from it and a trip to Hollywood, which actually ended up being my very first trip to Hollywood.
And that's how you got out here to start doing the background acting and acting.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
I visited out here. I came out with my mom. I was able to bring one guest. I brought my mom, of course, and we spent a week out here. And I knew, you know, just from that 1 week visit that I'm like, I definitely have to be out there. And I ended up going back home, and 2 years later, I ended up in 2007 moving out here.
Wow. Well, I wanted to ask you something. You know, I know what SAG is, Screen Actors Guild. What's AFTRA stand for?
AFTRA was the other actors union, also includes like radio broadcasters and everything. That I believe it's like the American Federation of Television or TV and Radio Artists.
Now
SAG and AFTRA have merged, so we are one union, and it's now SAG AFTRA. So instead
and it's
of
a
SAG,
lot more, it's
AFTRA,
stronger.
It's just all one. Yes, more members. I mean, we're all together. A lot of us, as myself, I was a dual member. I was a member of SAG and a member of AFTRA, and it's great to have those of us that were in two different actors' unions. Now we're all under the same umbrella, SAG-AFTRA. So that just happened a few weeks ago, and was actually on the set of Castle when we got the word for that. So it's pretty exciting.
Exciting news. I'm from unions through the retail clerks unions, and my dad was electrical unions, and it makes them a lot stronger when they merge for insurance, basically, and everything, you know, your pensions and all that. But getting on with the interview, I want to first tell everybody that you have a website, and your official website is www.janmjansen.com. So everybody, after the interview, go over there and take a look at Jan's website and give him some feedback and everything over there, and you can look to see what he's been doing. And he has a lot of photos over there, so go over there and have a look at all the places and shows you've been on and places you've gone to and stuff. So it says here your personal motto is, success makes one confident, failure makes one wise. Is that your own saying, or did you pick that up from somebody, or...?
No, that's actually me.
That's you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody else said it too, but that's just something that I've personally learned more from the things that I've screwed up and failed in life than I ever have from the things that I've succeeded at. And, you know, I guess that's the way I just live my life, is just to, you know, not be afraid to try anything. And if you fall flat on your face, hey, you learn from it, you get up and you keep going and try something else. And, you know, it's worked for me, and I guess, you know, as long as you're open enough, I guess, to learn from your mistakes, you know, and then continue on, I think, you know, trying anything and failing can be a great thing, a great learning tool for anybody, and no matter what you do.
Great. It's very good advice and very good thing to live by and a good motto. Where were you born and raised? I know this, but tell our audience where you were born and raised and where you live now.
Well, as I like to kid around and tell people, my name is Jan Janssen, and I come from Wisconsin. that's the Dutch pronunciation of my name going back. My dad was actually born in Holland, and so, you know, my name there would be Jan Janssen, but Jan Janssen, I'm from Marshfield, Wisconsin, proudly from there, and that's my hometown. And, yeah, it's fun to be from the dairy state here in the United States. So even
now,
California might want to try to claim that. We Wisconsinites still believe we are.
So you're a proud cheese.
And it's Wisconsin cheese. Yeah.
You're a proud
yes.
cheesehead then, right?
Cheese.
Okay, now let's clear that up for everybody. First of all, I am not a cheesehead. I'm a big football fan, but I am a Detroit Lions fan. By rule, I'm not a cheesehead because that's a Packer fan.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's part of the reason I had to leave the state because I didn't want to be a Packer fan. So I chose the sunny state here in California.
That's funny. Well, you can be an honorary Californian like me. I'm native Californian. Go California. Well, it's interesting because, you know, you come back from Wisconsin, so I know that you had a write-up. There's some paper, you know, in the newspaper, and a lot of people were really excited about your role on Castle this week, and we'll get to that a little later. But I wanted to ask you, do you have any siblings? I know you do, but can you mention who you have, sisters, brothers, whatnot?
Yeah, I have three older brothers, my oldest brother Jay, and then Tim and Guy. They're all in the Wisconsin area. And then I have a younger sister, Taj, and she's down in Madison, Wisconsin. My sister, I got to mention, too, she's getting married this summer. So, you know, for all the roles I get to play on TV and everything, those are all fun. But this summer in June, I get to play the best role, and that's that I get to walk my sister down the aisle and give her a role. So. That's one thing I'm really looking forward to this summer, and I'm very close with my sister and my mom as well.
That's awesome. Excellent.
Now, did you have a nickname as a kid growing up, or do you have one now that they call you on the Castle set or on any of the film locations?
Let's see. Well, I guess the one nickname I always had was Jan Man.
Jan Man?
Yeah, just through sports and everything, everybody, it was always like, hey, Jan Man. And so Jan Man, I had a license plate at one point, one Jan Man. I ended up trading that in for a license plate that read the number 2 and then HLYWD to Hollywood. Once I realized that was my dream and my goal, I ended up getting those license plates and kind of, I guess whenever I get in my car, I always knew where I was headed, so why not have them on my car and have those license plates to Hollywood?
I saw that on your website. I do. I remember that now because I was looking to see it says your hobby, sports, and so forth. So did you attend a college or trade school back in Wisconsin? I mean, not Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin.
I didn't in Wisconsin. I did. I kind of bounce around college-wise. I'm not the poster child for getting a college degree. Sorry to disappoint people. But I did dabble in a little bit of college. I did a little community college, junior college down in South Bend, Indiana at Holy Cross College right next to Notre Dame because that was a big dream of mine to go to Notre Dame and play football at one point.
Rudy.
Yeah, that's my favorite
movie
of all time. Favorite movie of all time.
I love that movie.
Rudy, that is. And
that's funny.
What I wanted to do was be Rudy. But, yeah, and then I did a lot of – the most I did for college was in Rochester, Minnesota, at the Rochester Community and Technical College in Rochester, Minnesota. And I spent probably about a year and a half there doing a lot of generals. I never really got into anything, you know, like any kind of degree program or anything. But I did, that is where I kind of stumbled upon acting for the first time, was in college there.
Well, you said your family came from Holland. Do you speak Dutch or German? French?
I don't. And, yeah, I don't, nothing. I speak a little bit of Spanish that I learned in high school, but, yeah, I never learned any Dutch. My dad, I don't even know if I know he probably doesn't speak any Dutch now just because he doesn't have anybody to speak it to. But I'm sure he remembers some things and can still speak
so
it.
So his parents, parents were alive, yeah. How long have you been an actor?
I've been an actor, geez, when was that? Maybe all my life. I was just acting and playing different roles. Like I played, you know, through high school, I was a football player and the jock and whatever, but But really acting, I never really, really, truly fell into it until community college in Rochester. And that was probably around, wow, when was that, 99
okay.
or so? Yeah, it was, you know, probably early 20s when I really got into acting. I didn't do it, you know, all through grade school and high school, all that. I was so focused on sports that there wasn't really time for anything else. So
what did you want to be before the acting bug bit you? Were you looking at professional sports, or were you looking at, you know, disc jockey? You know, what was your plans then, you know, film?
Oh, football. I always wanted to play football. I have a tattoo on my arm that I got right after high school, or actually in high school, my senior year, that says football is life. And that's always been my passion. I've always loved football, always played it, and you know, if anybody back home knows anything about me, it was football back then. So, but yeah, then I ended up actually finding out my senior year of high school that I had taken a really bad hit in one of our games, and found out from that, from going in for some x-rays, that I have a spinal problem that I've always had, I guess, but just at that point I found out that I was playing with it. And so the decision was up to me to walk away from the game or keep playing with that risk. And I guess that's kind of when I started, you know, questioning the future of playing football and risking anything when it comes to your neck and spinal cord, and started looking for other things. I'm very artistic. I loved drawing and loved writing, and I just was always, I guess, searching for something that I could do to really have that creative outlet and find a way to use the talents and creativity that I had.
Now, when you decided to come out to California, how supportive was your family on your decision to come out and try acting and to leave everybody behind? And you probably didn't know anybody out here, right? You just came out on your own, and was that scary?
Well,
I mean, you know, it's a big move.
Supportive of my family. I think at that point, by the time I actually decided to move, they were like, finally, good, thank you, get out of here, because I've been talking about it for so long. I'm going to go. And I think when I finally said, you guys, seriously, I'm going, it's like, yeah, right. And it's like, no, really, I just quit my job and I'm moving. And they're like, yes, finally. I mean, they chipped in and bought me gas cards to get out here. I think that's how they were to get me out here. So,
you were determined.
But I mean, I say that, you know, I mean, they were very supportive always. And, you know, they believe in my dream as much as I do. And I honestly wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. You know, and that even goes back to the American Idol and Ford video contest, because that contest was based on votes. And, you know, kind of like you see on American Idol each week, how, you know, people get their hometowns to kind of rally and vote for them.
Right, right.
My hometown did the same thing. People ran news stories and had me on the air talking about that contest. And my hometown, Marshfield, really rallied behind, and people were voting like crazy for my video in that contest that second year. And, you know, so it's because of them that I even won that car, and that car I ended up in turn, you know, a couple years later, driving out here to Hollywood. I still have it to this day. And
I was going to ask you if you still had your car. Focus.
Yeah, and to me, every time I get in it and I go to work, it's like, you know, there's that connection to my hometown, to back there, that it's like, that's all part of the reason I'm here and why I get to do this. So it's cool. I don't know how many people get to have a connection like that to where they're from and the people that, you know, that were around them and everything growing up. And I have that, and very fortunate and blessed to have that. So
now, besides acting, what other training have you had? Voice, dance, stage, combat? I know that you do theater. So what training have you had? Have you gone to acting school or anything while you're out in California to learn your craft? You're just learning it on set, or
I am just learning it on set, and even, you know, I took like one acting class in college, and at the same time, the person teaching that acting class was the director of a play, and he urged me, you know, like, hey, since you're going to be taking this acting class, you should audition for the play, and you know, you kind of learn what I'm teaching in the class, and you can apply it right away on stage. So I did, and he cast me in it. It was a version of Pinocchio, like a commedia version of Pinocchio, and I was cast as Geppetto. And I just, from the second I got on stage, I just fell in love with it, and found it a really cool transition from football from everything that I had learned in sports and athletics to be able to apply that in a very unique way, I guess, on stage, where on stage you have your director, on the football field you have your coach, on the stage you have your castmates, and on the field you have your teammates, and your plays on the field are what your blocking is on the stage, and you know, and you get that applause if you make a great play on the football field or you score. If you, you know, hit some funny notes and do some funny things on stage, you get that instant applause from the people in the theater. It was just this great, you know, feeling that I got that I'd never been able to replicate except for on the football field, and fell in love with acting, I guess, right away. And, yeah, never any formal training, just kind of learning as I go here.
Now, do you play, I know you sing, so do you play any musical instruments? Have you taught yourself anything or learned, you know, you said you didn't play the piano, but do you play the guitar or drums or anything, or just singing and you dance and sing?
Yeah, I don't play any instruments. I like to sing, and doesn't mean I'm any good at it, but I enjoy singing. And guitar, I have a guitar, and I've tried learning how to play it. But yeah, you just need the time to commit to it and do it every day. And I just haven't committed to it enough to learn it. So that's, I think, the first instrument I would want to learn. Obviously, the guitar. I'd have fun playing around on that. But
I tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to learn the guitar. It is so frustrating. I did it in high school, took classes, and I was left-handed, and they kept trying to teach me left-handed. And everybody's guitars were in the opposite, you know, direction, and the teacher was right-handed, so it was crazy, and they redid my guitar strings, and it was terrible. It was, but I would love to play the guitar like you. And they had a lot of great classes that you can do that people learn really fast. You just need the time. Take it to the set, but they won't let you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. When you can learn for a couple minutes, and then once they yell rolling, then you gotta stop.
So if you could choose any three actors to ever work with, men or women, who would it be? If you could have a chance to work with any three actors out there ever, who would it be?
Oh, three actors.
If you haven't already, because you've worked with a lot of people.
No, I'd love to work with Matt Damon. He's just one of my all-time favorites. Johnny Depp, I think, would be awesome to work with. You know, just to watch these people and see them on set. And then Woody Allen. I mean, just, you know, as a director, I guess, more even than acting, but just to be on a set of Woody Allen's would be absolutely amazing. I think he's shooting his next film mostly in San Francisco, maybe starting this summer, I believe. So, you know, hey, Woody,
hey.
If you're listening, I can make the drive up. You don't even have to pay me for gas. I will gladly make that drive up there.
Now, you guys are, today's the last day of filming, and some people said it's already done, but I saw that people were tweeting from the set, so they're still there for the last day and probably looping later and all this stuff. Now, how long are you guys gone? Do you come back in mid-July for Castle? We know there's going to be a fifth season, it's just not official, or do you get to be off longer this year? I know it's usually mid-July. Do you guys get a little longer this time maybe, or do you have to come back like the same time?
Well, I really have no idea as to when they'll come back. I know last year, I believe it was around mid-July that we did come back. So we never, I mean, you know, especially being background and everything, that's something we probably won't know until it really kind of gets closer to that time when the start date will be. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I would hope that it's, you know, around that same time again this year. And since this season was one episode shorter than last season was, we only had 23 this season. So that kind of gives us, you know, last year I think we ended up wrapping at the very end of April. So, you know, that kind of gives us almost a two-week, you know, week and a half longer break just from that. So
that's what I'm saying. You get 3 months off this year. Woody Allen, ding-a-ling-a-ling,
right.
Call up
there
because
go.
That means you've
Let's
got 3 months of summertime to – I think you guys usually come back mid – right around the 14th or 15th of July. So you do have about 3 months off. So – You have an interest in screenwriting and filmmaking. Can you tell us what you write about, the storylines and things that you like to write about, or what kind of films would you be interested in making?
The kinds of stories, I guess, that I want to tell and that I personally enjoy the most are really more positive stories. I mean, my all-time favorite movie is Rudy. That's as positive of a story as you can have. The movies like Good Will Hunting, Dead Poets Society, those are some of my favorites. I do like romantic comedies. Those are, you know, I'd like to dabble in that kind of stuff. But really more of the positive, uplifting stories. And that's the kind of stories I want to tell and would love to be a part of.
Well, I know last week our special guest was Emmy-nominated Debbie Zoeller, who's the makeup artist. I know you've probably met her on the set many times. And she did Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3. She said she had a great time on there. Wouldn't that be wonderful to work on one of those pirate movies?
Yes, it would. That would be a blast.
Now, we're going to start with Castle and ask you some questions about Castle. Now, we're going to shift over into Castle mode. How and when did you get hired on Castle? Did you get hired through Central Casting, or when did you get your call?
Yeah, through Central Casting. The very first time I worked on it was the third. I just looked this up the other day for a buddy of mine. We were debating, like, who started first, and I worked the third episode of the very first season. So that was when I came on. I know I played a cop in that first episode, and I was on a bicycle. I was a bicycle cop. We shot downtown somewhere, and I do remember riding a bicycle around, and my bike ended up with a flat tire. I don't know if I hit the craft service area too much that day, but I ended up with a flat tire by the end of the day. So
did you beat your buddy out as being the first one on the show?
No, he had actually worked on the very first episode.
The pilot.
He had worked on that, so yeah, he had me. The number of us regular background people that people see on the show, you know, in the background right now, a lot of us have been there since that first season.
Since day one.
And a good number of them have been there since the first episode, so...
Well, that falls into my next question. How many background actors are used regularly on Castle, and do they play the same background characters every week, like you play a police officer most of the time, or are they cast differently to play office workers, criminals, victims, passerbys? Do you guys go out on location sometimes, or do you stay always on the set?
For the most part, I mean, there's probably, like, when we're in the bullpen, I think we can have sometimes up to around 24 people in the bullpen, you know, depending on police and detectives and then a couple of clerks. And there's really probably a good core group of about 17 of us or so that, like I said, have kind of been there, you know, all four seasons. And then there's a couple other people that have, you know, been there quite a lot, you know, not every episode, but are still, you know, considered like semi-regulars that are still there quite a bit. And for the most part, what we are, you know, like as I said, I play a cop, and since that first season, I've always been a cop, and pretty much for everybody else as well. If they're a detective, they're always a detective, and always a cop, always a clerk. But sometimes they have used us on locations, you know, where they might have, let's say if we're out shooting one day and we shoot a scene where there's just something on the street, and it's just a general street scene without any police and cops, uniform cops running around, they might use a couple of us and just throw some street clothes and bury us deep.
Right.
Later on, they're shooting a scene later on that might be the crime scene, and they need the cops there, so they'll switch us over into our uniforms later. So Castle's been really good about doing that and bringing us on, you know, and they don't use all of us at the same time on location because, you know, you wouldn't have that, I guess, in real life anyway. You'd have some cops back at the precinct, and then you'd have a couple cops out in the field. You can't be in two places at one time. So
right.
You know, so yeah. So I guess, you know, we get around and get to work. Mostly those of us that are bullpen and in the precinct, we stay in the precinct for the most part.
Now, do you? Because this would be me. I would do this. If I was an actor, a background actor, I would count how many episodes I've been seen in.
Oh,
do you know? Do you know how many episodes you've been seen on camera in? Or
I have no clue.
Oh,
no.
I'll have to look because I always watch you guys in the background. I think that's interesting.
Sure.
I'll have to find out how
I
many.
There's one episode for sure that I know I'm not seen in at all, and that was the bank robbery scene this season.
Cops and Robbers, yes.
Right, that was one because they used like a different police. I think it was like
unit.
An Ithaca Police Department. Yeah,
yeah.
A different unit. So there wasn't much stuff really at all done in the regular bullpen that you see for the show. So a lot of us didn't work because, you know, we obviously can't be members of two different police stations. So they had kind of a different core group for that episode. So that's one that I definitely know I'm not in. Other than that, I mean, I've pretty much worked on every episode since I started. So, you know, as most of us have.
You were in Knockout, because I know you were in the one where the police officers are at Montgomery's funeral.
Right, right. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you guys were out there, you and Daryl and some of those guys. I think Diane, some of the background actors were in that episode. I can remember seeing you guys in the background.
Yeah, most of us regulars were in that. I think almost all of us were.
Paul,
and,
I think everybody, yeah, a lot of you.
Paul, and then LT
Patrick.
And I. Yeah, and LT and I actually were pallbearers for that. We got to carry the casket along with Nathan, Stana, John, and Seamus. So, yeah, that was a cool thing to get to do.
Now, Montgomery is dead, right? Just having fun with you.
Pam.
Just having fun with him.
I don't know. Was he in the casket?
Do you see in that coffin, Jan?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
I still
about
think he's alive.
Then that's what you think. I have no clue.
All right. I'll ask you later. No, I just, my big fantasy this year is that he's alive and he comes out at the end of the thing and says, I'm working undercover to get the dragon or whatnot. It's just my thing I've been saying for about a year now. Okay. How many days a week do you work? And is it always on the same series if you're sent out to work on a TV series? Or do you go like House 1 week or one day you're called out to House and the next day might be Bones or whatever?
Well, because Castle's been so good to us, I mean, I usually book around Castle. If I know that the Castle's great about letting us know kind of in advance what the next episode's going to be like and letting us know that so we can, you know, okay, next week you might have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday that we're shooting on the stages. So I kind of know, okay, those 3 days I don't need to look for work. I'll probably be on Castle. And then for Wednesday and Friday that week, I can look for other things.
Right.
On Castle, I probably work 2 to 3 days a week, some weeks more, depending on how busy that episode is in the precinct. But any days that I'm not on Castle, I try to fill in with other work. And I'm happy if I work 5 days a week. That's a great thing, because I mean it's a tough business. You hope that you can work every day, but it doesn't always work out that way. So
now, do you guys? Because I know there's non-union and union workers. Do you guys have books? Like we were always on books. Like you were book one or book two, and the guys with higher status and more pay were on book one, and they got called out first to everything, and then the guys on the books behind it, or whatever, with less seniority, had less chances of. More study work. Is that how it's there, or is it all different, completely different?
I don't know how that is. I mean, I don't know if it's like that with Castle or anything. As far as central casting, I have no idea how it comes from there. So I'm just happy if I get a call from anybody over there that they're still thinking of me.
That's good. Now, you've worked on a lot of series. So what kind of characters you play on other series, like House and... Desperate House. Do you always play a cop, or do they put you in all different kinds of roles?
I play a police officer probably like 90-95% of the time. I'm. I guess you would definitely say I'm typecast as a cop. cops, Secret Service, FBI. You know, sometimes military stuff. But for the most part, I most frequently play a police officer. So.
Now, is it the same with movie sets that you've been on movies? Do they play? You play cops, or you play all sorts of characters on the movie sets that you've been on?
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting because I haven't played. I don't think I've played a cop. Oh, I did play like a security guard, like a concert security, frontline security for Alvin and the Chipmunks too. That's right. I was a security in that. But for the most part, no, I don't play a cop in the movie stuff that I've done.
See, that's cool to get to do some different stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I mean, anything I get to, you know, anything you get to dress up and do something different is always fun. I like doing the cop thing because all I have to do is bring my own cop boots, which I have my own pair, and a white T-shirt. Other than that, they give me the rest of the uniform, so I don't have to do laundry every day, and I like that.
Now, here's what I wanted. This is what I wanted to ask you. Now, what is an average day of work like on the set for you? Do you guys get your hair and makeup and everything done before the key characters like Beckett and Castle, or do you come in after they all get their makeup on and go call, or do you guys get there the earliest of everybody and stay the latest? How does that go?
No,
down?
I, th- I the actors definitely get there earlier than us because they're there for, you know, hair and makeup and everything before they go into set, and then I think they go in for a rehearsal and then go back out to their trailers, you know, to finish up hair, makeup, and get
right.
dressed. So we come in right at crew call usually. I mean, if we're starting the full day, we'll come in at crew call, which is when the actors are first being called to set to rehearse. So that's the earliest we're there. Unless it's a really big scene, we might get called in earlier. But and as far as hair and makeup, we are, you know, we're hired to come hair and makeup ready. So, you know, our hair should be done, makeup as far as girls and everything should be done when we arrive on set. They call it picture ready. You should be ready to work as soon as you get there. So, you know, then we get there, we check in with wardrobe. They give us our uniforms as far as detectives. They do supply, like any of my detective friends and clerks, they bring all of their own wardrobe and, you know, so suits, ties, shirts, all that. And if they're shooting multiple days, they have to bring multiple changes.
Oh, so they have a lot more.
Yeah, they might have to bring a couple suits and a couple shirts and ties and have a few combinations if we're doing, you know, three different, you know, script days on that particular day. So
what is an average day of time-wise for you? 12 hours? 14, 6
yeah,
to 10?
I'd say good 12, between 12 and 14 hours. If it's a full day, you know, we definitely do a 12-hour day. And this season, it felt like our days, I think, were a little bit shorter. Like, we didn't have as many, like, 14-hour days as maybe last season. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely pull some long days. And, you know, when you think of that, I mean, you go in at 7 a.m. and you're wrapping at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, you know, that's a 13-hour day there with an hour lunch in there. But, yeah, that's, you know, you do that a few days a week. It's a long week.
So what do you think is the best thing about your job or working on Castle? What do you think is the best thing that you guys like about working on that set or in background acting or acting in general? The best thing about your job?
Well, since we're talking about Castle, the best thing about working on Castle is just the way that show, and I think this comes from the top down, from producers down, that show is such a family, you have such a family feel on that show. Everybody gets along. It's just this great vibe when you're on that set. You know, background, everybody gets along with everyone, and they really make even us as background feel like part of that family. And that, I think, that adds so much to a long season when you're shooting 23 episodes or 24 episodes and you're working those 13, 14-hour days, 5 days a week. You know, if you're doing it with people you didn't like, those would be some long days and a very long season. But because they make it so, you know, such a great feel on there and that family feel, it really makes everything that much easier. And I think it comes across in the work and the product that's put out, too, that, you know, people on the end of the day are really happy with what they do, and everybody's happy to be there. So it's a great thing to be a part of that. I have worked other sets where it's not as pleasant as that. So when we get to work on a show that it is, you really do appreciate it. And, you know, again, count our blessings that we get to be a part of something that great.
Well, I know that when I have had the privilege of visiting the set, you guys, every single person on that set just falls over backwards to make everybody feel very welcome. And it sets the standards, and it is the nicest set. I visit a lot of sets, TV and movie. It is the nicest set I have ever been on. And I remember talking to Andrew in season 2 finale, and he sat down with me one time, and he said, I make it a standard that everybody who comes to this set leaves their troubles at home. And when you come to this set, it's a place where everybody gets along and everybody works well together, and we want to set that standard all the way to the person you meet out at the gates. And it's true. It is very true.
It is. Yes,
Jan,
it certainly is, and it's great to be a part of that.
Jan, I've only been on one set, and that was Castle recently during the Paley. Pam dragged me along, and I thought everybody.
I didn't drag you. You were a guest of mine, so I dragged you. You were very happy.
We went to the morgue. I met him in the morgue.
Yeah. She met you. We sent you some pictures. Did you get those, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, if you could work with any character, not actor, on Castle, any character, we know you recently worked with Castle, and we're going to ask you about that in a few minutes, but if you could work with any character and share scenes with one on Castle, who would it be? that you want to interact with and why?
Oh, geez.
Anybody you like on there, like Lainey or Esposito or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, Esposito, Ryan, those guys are fun. I mean, just the rapport that those two guys have, their characters are just, they have such a great play off of each other. You know, that's always fun. And, you know, we've gotten to do kind of little fun things as background. We get featured, you know, in different things. So, you know, even though the other night, you know, I got to speak with Castle, I mean, I've interacted and gotten to do things with both, you know, Ryan and Esposito characters and with Stana's character as well as Beckett. She, you know, I've gotten to interact with her. And so, I mean, there's, I guess as far as Lainey's character, that would be one that, you know, but played by Tamara, she isn't in the bullpen in the police station.
No, but you guys are in her morgue.
I don't get to work with her. Right, we sit in her morgue.
All day.
For people that well, don't know, when you see the morgue set, that's actually where, when they're not shooting in the morgue and we're shooting in the precinct, that's where all of the background actors, we sit literally in the morgue. And wait to go on set. That's kind of our holding area. So
that's so
yeah.
bizarre.
Spend all day long in the morgue.
So you guys could be morticians with no problem, right?
Right, sure.
Because it wouldn't bother you. It wouldn't faze you to sit in the morgue. Okay.
Not at all.
Speaking of last night's episode of Castle Headhunters, for our listeners out there all around the world, Jan got his first speaking lines on Castle last night's episode with Nathan Fillion and Adam Baldwin. And everybody knows Adam from Chuck and Firefly, and of course Nathan as Castle. On that episode, how did the speaking role on the show come about for you? What happened? How did you land that speaking role for Castle?
Well, that was really cool. Alexi Hawley, the writer of this episode of Headhunters, actually came up to me a couple weeks before they started shooting that episode, and he just kind of came up to me and he's like, hey, have you spoken yet? Or do they let you speak? And I'm like, well, I haven't yet. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm going to write you into this next episode. And I'm just like, okay, you know. That seemed really cool. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, they say that, but you never know if it's really going to happen or even if it will actually make it to the final draft and you know, to the production draft and if it'll all follow through. But, he mentioned that to me and, you know, as he went away for the weekend. And, you know, I've gotten to know him just over the few seasons of being on Castle. And actually, we have a softball team, too, and Alexi and I both played on the softball team, so got to know him a little bit through there. So it just worked out that he came up to me and mentioned that, and sure enough, a couple weeks later, a couple people were mentioning to me, like, hey, I saw your name in the script. Are you speaking? And I'm like, I heard that might be a possibility, but I don't know. And sure enough, the night before the scene that I got to speak in before that shot, they did approach me and say, hey, you're going to be speaking and playing the role of Officer Jenkins. So, yeah, and that not just my first speaking part on Castle, but my first speaking part in any TV shows or movies out here. My Hollywood career began last night on Castle.
And that is not an easy feat either. People don't realize you don't get a lot of talking roles as background actors. It's really hard. It takes years to get to that status of actually getting some lines. So it was really neat that you got to do that. Now, he's leaving the show. He just tweeted that he's leaving Castle.
Okay.
So, yeah, Alexi. So I met him a couple of times, and he's a really nice guy, and he's one of the best writers, you know. So it's going to be sad to see him go.
He's a great writer and a great guy, too, you know, just having gotten to know him. So, if he's leaving, I wish him the best of luck. That's sad to see him go.
He just
tweeted
it.
Yeah, he's
great
guy.
By the way,
he tweeted yesterday.
By the way, everybody's asking me, the one who's asked the most is Maureen from New York. She says, are you going to get on Twitter, Jan? They'd really like to talk to you on Twitter.
Okay,
I tried to talk them into it.
I have not Twittered or tweeted or whatever it is. I have not. I'm on Facebook, but I have not done the Twitter thing. So.
Yeah, we've
okay,
been trying
but,
to work
yeah.
on them.
So everybody yeah, run over there and join his Facebook. By the way, I was not dragged into the set. I was very happy to get to go. It was a lot
now,
of fun.
Oh,
now,
could,
Jan,
I
speaking...
I saw that smile on your face. Yeah. I could tell you weren't dragged. You weren't.
I loved it.
She
go
was
back.
Scared to death, Jan. She was petrified
was.
Walking around there. It was, you know, like a zombie. Next week's show, she could have fit right in.
Oh, sure.
Well, excited to be there. But you talked about the Castle baseball team. How is you guys' record? Have you had it for how many years have you had the team? What's your record, and is it co-ed? Is it the girls and the guys on the crew or just the guys?
It is. It is co-ed. We've played two seasons now. Our first season, we struggled a bit. I think we only won a couple games.
Well, that's all right.
But our second season, we came back and we made the playoffs, actually. We lost in the playoffs our first game, but we did make the playoffs.
Now, who do you guys play, like private practice, the closer, you know, Bones, Rosoli and Isles? Who do you play?
Yeah. I mean,
ABC people or different networks?
No, it's different networks. I mean, all the different networks. I mean, all the different shows. Yes, it's called the Primetime Softball League.
The Primetime?
What position do you play? What do you play?
I play outfield, left field.
Ah,
oh,
so,
okay. Oh,
yep.
You're good then.
Chasing balls down around.
You
got to
run,
so.
run.
Do you ever just let one drop because you really like who's batting? I'm just kidding. Oh, I missed that one. Sorry.
I guess I should probably pay more attention to who's batting because it might be important on a different show. And, you know, like, hey. But, no, yeah, I mean, no, we play to win. I mean, we have fun. The number one thing is we have fun, and it's something fun to do away from the set, you know, after working a busy week and everything. We do enjoy getting out there and just kind of, you know, having fun running around, hitting some balls, and playing together. So it's good to have that release.
Who's your powerhouse on your team? Is it you? Are you the home run hitter? Who's the home run hitter?
I like hitting home runs. The thing is, they don't have a fence there, and the diamonds we play. Basically, what you have to do is just either find a gap or
take the ball down.
And you just got to run. So luckily I'm fast enough that if I can hit it deep enough, I can usually make it around the bases. But we have a bunch of great hitters. I mean, we have a couple of guys that can really pound the ball. And this past season was just great because a lot of it came together. And, you know, we were able to kind of put people in the right places as far as hitting. And hopefully next season we'll do even better than that. So.
Well, you're telling me that the prime timers, now we're talking TV shows here, can't afford a fence.
No, they don't pay for the fields. They don't buy the fields. It's just the field that we play on.
I just teased you.
So, yeah.
Now, to get back to our interview, what went through your mind when you heard you were going to get your first speaking role, and it was going to be with Nathan and Adam Baldwin, no less? What really went through your mind? I mean, were you, like, freaking out, or was...
it happened literally, like, when I got the official confirmation that it was for sure happening was the night before, so I didn't have a lot of time to really freak out and get nervous because it was like, you know, I'm kind of leaving set the night before, and the next day, you know, my call time was 9:30 a.m. coming in and seeing, you know, hair and wardrobe,
makeup.
Hair and makeup. And, you know, so it was just like, oh, wow, I can't get too excited tonight because I'm never going to fall asleep.
That's
true. So, you know, I just tried to kind of stay as mellow that night. I of course, called my family and told everyone right away as soon as I found out and shared the news. And then it was kind of like, okay, let's chill. The next morning I got up, went for a nice run to kind of burn off that extra energy that I had when I woke up that morning. And
adrenaline.
Yeah, and then went to set. And I know a couple people have asked me, like, you know, were you really nervous when you did the scene? And honestly, and I think this comes from being on the show for the four seasons and
uncomfortable.
Having interacted with Nathan and the other cast and being on that set, and I've been in the break room a million times and all of this and handed folders to Nathan before. So, you know, I've done all that just minus the words. And, you know, so now it's like they gave me words and it's kind of like that was just the next natural thing to do. And I didn't have any big butterflies or anything. I was just like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I went in, I did it. And I think after it was done, I think I got more anxious and excited as soon as it was done and I knew it was over. I'm like, wow, I can't believe what just happened. And that's when I let myself really just like, wow, that was a cool thing that just happened. And an experience I will never, ever forget.
Now, how many times did it take to get that scene to print? How many times did you have to film it over? Do you remember?
Oh, I mean, we shoot so many different angles. So,
right.
I mean, we shot probably more of my coverage. The shot kind of looked with me and Nathan and Adam in the background and then turned around and got some coverage of Nathan. And, you know, so, I mean, I probably said my line you know, probably a good, I don't know, 15, 20 times. Because then we even turned around and got the shot of Nathan and I looking out at John out in the bullpen where he kind of
right.
did a little basketball shooting thing. So, you know, there was all those different shots. So it was just constantly doing that. And
so it took
yeah,
a few
so
hours then for all the different
yeah,
angles. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, that whole scene, because there's stuff that happens, obviously, before I come in and after. So, you know, probably took a couple hours just for that scene from start to finish.
Now, Undead Again is coming up, which is the zombie one, and then the season finale always. Are you in any of those background scenes for those two episodes for people to look for you, or are you...
Yep, I did work on the final two episodes. Yeah, the last two episodes of the season, I did the cop thing again, and... yeah, so, I mean, you know, I don't know that I did anything really featured where you're going to really spot me or anything like that. But, yeah, I'll be back there. I might be a blur back there somewhere. So.
Now, I know you were in The Blue Butterfly, where Chuck Bowman directed. And can you tell the audience what you got to do in that episode?
That was a lot of fun. That was a really cool episode because, actually, yeah, there you go. I was the character Dempsey in that episode in, like, the 40s flashback. I was one of his goons. John and Seamus played his kind of main two goons. And then myself and another buddy of mine, Daniel Ferrey, the two of us were the only background from our regular group that got to be in the 40s flashbacks, and we were kind of like additional goons. And we kind of walk in with Stana at one point when Nathan's character, you know, first sees her in that flashback in that lounge. My buddy Daniel and I kind of are on her arm, kind of on her side, walking in with her and everything. So that was a lot of fun. And, of course, to work with Chuck Bowman and everything, that was a great experience as well. Just that whole episode was a lot of fun to be part of.
And you got to be offset because that was filmed at the Plaza. Downtown L.A., that big Moose Lodge or whatever that it's for weddings and stuff, that big empty building, and it was freezing there. I remember that. And you guys also,
yeah.
Didn't you do a background fight scene where they're watching a fight on the TV or something, or the radio? They're listening to a fight on the radio.
Yeah.
Weren't you guys sitting in there too?
Yeah, we shot a bunch of little scenes that night in that flashback stuff, and, yeah, one of them was sitting around the radio listening to a boxing about maybe between Sugar Ray Leonard and someone. But, yeah, that was a great, you know, fun little thing to do, you know, just kind of a few of us huddled around that radio listening. And
probably Joe
you know,
Louis.
It might have been, yeah.
Because Sugar Ray would be our time, probably the
okay.
70s or
yeah.
80s. Let's, but, no, we'll say
I'm
Joe Louis or somebody.
There you go. See, now, I hope I didn't upset boxing fans.
No, or maybe it was a young Cassius Clay or something. No, he wasn't even around until I know. So it'd have to be like Joe Louis or somebody like that. Or Rocky Balboa. No, I'm kidding. That's from the Rocky movies.
No,
but there was a famous fighter named Rocky something that Paul Newman
Marciano.
Played.
Marciano.
Yeah, yeah.
Marciano, yeah.
So, here we go. I know there's a
Let
dead
me help
body.
You.
There's a dumb dead body dummy that's always passed around the set, and it's in the morgue usually. There's a dead body.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever help pass that thing around and prop it up somewhere in the studio? Because I've seen it in the weirdest places.
Okay. See, I've never moved it out of the morgue. But I hope I don't get in trouble for this. But I did just a couple weeks ago. A buddy of mine, Bruce, who plays a detective on the show. He, I like to kind of prank him every once in a while and give him a hard time. So one day he was out of, and like I said, we keep our clothes and stuff in that area and kind of hang them in there. So he was kind of, I don't know, maybe the craft service or something. And I snuck into the morgue and I dressed the dummy. I stood him up. He was standing up already, and I dressed him in all of Bruce's clothes and Bruce's detective clothes, and even found Bruce's badge and hung it around his neck and put a folder in his arm.
That's funny.
So then Bruce gets called to set, and so he has to go find his jacket to put on, and then finds the jacket is on the dummy. So
does he know this happened, or did you just spill the beans on our show?
He knew. I mean, I like to just kind of prank around with the other background quite a bit. So if something like that happens, a lot of times I'm the first one that they look at, and sometimes it's not me, so other people might get away with things because they instantly look to me, I think, a few times on some things I like to joke around about. So.
Well, the last time we were there for the Limey, it was in a hallway propped up against a box, nude, And then they moved it while we were still there into the morgue slab on the back end, so that when you open the morgue door, it was up against a wall against the... And then when we were leaving, it was as you leave the medical area of the Castle Medical Unit. It moved three times in one day.
Well, and, that's funny. It might not even be intentional that somebody's setting it there to, like, try and spook people, but I know, you know, if they're moving stuff around in there, they might just move it,
funny.
Move it.
Yeah.
Well, we usually don't play with it, but I did that one day.
Were you surprised that Castle became a hit when you first started the series? Did you think this show would catch on when you first began working there? Did you have any clue how big it would get?
Well, my mom and sister, I knew about the show actually the first day I worked on it. You know, I'd only been out here a little over a year, I think, and I told my mom and sister I was working on Castle, and they both were like, "Oh my God, that's great." They were excited, and I hadn't, you know, heard about it really even before working on it. And but what I've seen over the few years, and one thing that I saw right away was the dialogue, the writing, being on set. I mean, that's one thing that we do get to see, is that just the writing between the characters, the dialogue and everything that's happening was great dialogue. Just listening, you could tell that this is something good, this is something special. So, you know, the people that they got together as far as writers for the show, you knew that they had gotten a great group together, because it was just, you could hear that being on set, that it was good dialogue and that there was something good coming from that. So it's been great to see it, the popularity grow then as word's gotten out over these few seasons, you know, that now I think, I mean, we're definitely at the peak of popularity, you know, over these four seasons. It's just constantly grown.
Now, do you watch Castle? Or do you get tired of seeing, you know, everybody so you don't watch the show? Or?
You know, okay, that's the thing. I do DVR it every week, and I do it more from the standpoint because I want to make films. I want to act. I love acting and the whole process in general. I didn't go to film school, so when I'm on set, I'm constantly watching stuff and learning.
What
they're
doing.
Because there's different things that they'll do. Like, there might be a really cool long tracking shot that they do all the way through the bullpen. And I want to see, I'll go back sometimes and watch some of those shots and see how they pulled it off and how it looked. And, you know, I saw what they were doing. Yeah, I see what they're doing on the set and how they're setting it up from that perspective. And then I want to see what it looks like in the final, you know, in the final cut. So I do a lot of that kind of like more kind of picking through the show, because we hear so much of what's going on in the script that it's so fresh in my head that, you know, watching it, it's not going to be a lot of surprises when I watch the show, because I know, you know, being in the police station, we know who the bad guy is. We know, you know, the crimes
yeah.
that are kind of happening, you know, we already know the bad guy because we see that usually at the end and through interrogation scenes. So. So for myself, I haven't sat down and watched the entire series. I do have all of them on DVD, the first three seasons, and I have all of season four on my DVR. And I think I'm kind of enough removed from it now that I want to start on season one and go back. And this summer, that's kind of one of my plans is to sit there and watch season
Definitely.
One, season three, and four, and really get through it. So. By the time we come back for next season, I'm all caught up.
Now, do you get people that ever say, "You look really familiar to me"? Have you found anybody that recognizes you from somewhere, but they don't know where? Do you get that ever?
I get that. You know, a lot of people are like, "Yo, you look familiar. You look like someone." Or, you know, I do get that a lot, but nobody really. I guess I get compared sometimes to Adrian Pasdar from Heroes.
Uh-huh.
And he was actually on Castle for two episodes. And that was a really cool thing because people had said that we look alike. It was funny, not funny, but actually interesting to see him when he arrived on set to do his two episodes. I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, people said we look alike, and I can kind of see a little resemblance. It was like the one time I was like, okay, that's interesting. We were about the same height and build.
And the hair.
And,
hair and
yeah,
the build, yeah.
So by the end of that first day of shooting, one of the ADs came up to me and he said, you know, and then that night, other people on set were kind of coming up to me, and they're like, gosh, you guys look a lot alike. And by the end of the night, they came up to me, and they said, okay, in addition to doing your cop stuff for these two episodes,
stand in.
Would you mind standing in? And I'm like, sure. So I ended up standing in for him for those two episodes. And then in post, when they did some inserts, I actually came in and did some inserts as well for him. So that was a great experience and definitely something fun to do.
Well, what do you do on your free time away from Castle? What do you like to do hobby-wise or when you get away, when you do get away from work, what do you like to do?
I can hear my mom right now if she's listening. She's probably like, duh, he likes to go to the movies. because that's what I love doing. I go to the movies all the time. I probably see a few movies a week whenever I get a chance. I'm in a movie theater.
I love that.
Because I love it so much. And, yeah, that, and I love walking and hiking. I mean, the California weather year-round is wonderful. So I'm always, you know, hiking up. I don't live too far from the Hollywood sign, so it's neat to get up there and hike up there once or a couple times a month, and Griffith Park, and there's just some beautiful places around here, and I just love being outside. When I'm not in the movie theater, I love being outside hiking. So.
Now, have you ever been to the TCM Film Festival there in, at the Hollywood Roosevelt for the old movies? Do you like old movies, or
no.
You like all?
Oh, I do love old movies. I just saw Casablanca in the theater. They just did a re-release in the 70th anniversary a few weeks ago, and I saw that. That was amazing. I love seeing that on the big screen. And, yes, a huge fan of classic films. I have a big movie collection myself, and always
me
watching
too.
Old films and foreign films. I love foreign films, especially French films like Truffaut and Godard. I love watching that kind of stuff. The new wave, you know, French films. I just recently saw Breathless in the theater at the Academy a few weeks ago. A new print of that they had, and saw that on the big screen. It's great. I love.
So as background actors and SAG actors, you get to see a lot of the films in the screenings. You get invited to those because you're a member of the Actors Guild. You know, some of the screenings around town, or you hear about them, or discounts, or anything like that.
Yeah, they do. Once, especially awards season, when the awards start coming out and there's the Screen Actors Guild Awards, as a member of the Screen Actors Guild, we do get to vote for the actors in the Screen Actors Guild Awards. So we get screeners and get to go to screenings at that point in time and vote.
It's a lot of free movies.
Yeah, it is. You know, we get to stream some of them. We get to stream online at home on our TVs and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. And since it's Hollywood, I mean, there's so many cool little art house theaters, and there's always something being shown. You know, you can find a Charlie Chaplin movie playing, or, you know, just some of those kind of movies at, like, the American Cinematheque Egyptian Theater. They have, you know, always showing, you know, older movies, and it's fun to go see that stuff. But the Turner Classic Movie event down to that film festival, I would love to go
Me
to that.
Me too. It's very expensive, and it was just this weekend, and I'd kill to go to that thing. This is the third one, and I've missed it all three times because it is very expensive if you want the package deals and all that. But if you just want to catch a movie here or there, it's not too bad. But do you ever do the Fringe, Hollywood Fringe plays down there that they have every April, I think it is, or June? I think it's June. They do these Fringe plays all down Hollywood Boulevard where they just do plays. Have you ever been to that?
I never have. No.
Well, that will be coming up in June where they put on plays all over Hollywood in the little theaters, and it's a lot of fun. But in wrapping up the interview so we can take some fan questions, some viewer questions, one of the last things I want to ask you is, what would you like to pursue after you finish up with Castle? Are you going to go into the film production end of it, or are you going to still try to do the acting aspect, and go into films completely, or stay with TV shows? What's on the agenda?
Well, the scripts that I've written, I mean, I love writing, and although I say I'm a writer, I'm not. I can't say that I'm a very dedicated writer. I don't sit down and write every day, so I'm kind of a part-time writer, if that. But I do enjoy writing movie scripts. That's what I've written so far. I haven't written anything for TV, but that's definitely
screenplays.
I'd like to explore. Yeah, and I'd like to explore even, you know, possibly getting into some TV writing. Now, having been on, you know, with Castle and seen so much of it and everything, it's a different beast than what writing scripts for features are. But I love the writing aspect. I love directing. I direct little fun things that I do on my own, little films and little projects like the American Idol thing. I mean, I kind of directed that and performed in it.
You won Cars.
Yeah, right.
You won a car. I think you did pretty good.
That worked, and I love being in front of the camera too. So I mean, you know, and that's, I think, one of the reasons that I really look to Woody Allen as you know, someone that I look up to as far as somebody in this business that has written stuff and directed it and acted in it. Not that I would write to do the kinds of things that Woody Allen does. I don't think anybody really does what Woody does, but you know, in my own way, in the stories I'm telling. But I don't need to be in front of the camera to do some of those things. If I get a chance to direct something, it'd be great to direct it. You know, I and even the scripts I've written, I haven't really written parts for myself in any of those scripts. So I really love doing all of it, and I just want to be in this business in whatever way I can. I just know this is where I'm meant to be and what I'm supposed to be doing one way or another. So, yeah.
So it's been a pleasure to interview you, and we're going to bring on some calls. But I want to ask you, I always ask at the end of an interview, I always like to do 5 quick fun questions. And off the top of your head, just tell me your answers. Here we go. 5 fun questions. Last movie you watched?
Last movie I watched. What did I see? Why am I blanking right now? What did I see?
Casablanca.
I just went to a movie today, and now I'm blanking.
Hunger Games.
Where's my wallet?
Yeah,
no, I saw Hunger Games. I did see Hunger Games the other night. Oh, I went to Bully.
Bully.
The documentary Bully.
Okay.
Yeah, the documentary. Great documentary, Bully, about child bullies and stuff. A great, great film. I mean, not great in the sense of the content, but it was
But awareness, yes.
Yeah,
well, kids should see that, I think, yeah.
Last book you read?
Last book I read, I'm currently, I guess, kind of in the middle of reading the Steve Jobs biography.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big Apple guy.
From Apple, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't answer this one on the air, because I don't want you to blow anything, but last song you sang or heard?
Last song you heard.
Well, I can say the last song I sang was Mac the Knife, the Bobby Darin song, Mac the Knife.
With Sandra Dee and Bobby Darin.
They had karaoke there, and I got
Mac
up on stage.
Mac the Knife,
Okay,
last food. This is so funny. I have last food you are, but it means last food you ate.
Last food I ate, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, a good friend of mine just baked a pumpkin pie for me for last night with the speaking part and everything.
That is great. That is wonderful.
If there's a pumpkin pie in my eyesight, that will be gone very fast. So I've been eating pumpkin pie all day.
After this interview. Biggest pet peeve ever? Your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve? I guess people who say that they can't change their situation. I mean, you know, that if they're not happy with what they're doing, I mean, get out there and do something else. Life's too short. Just, you know, that's my biggest thing. You get one life to live. Get out there. If you're not happy, do something different and be happy.
Excellent attitude.
Yes.
Love that.
Now, Cheryl, do we have any callers tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we might have scared them off. I took so long.
Yeah,
is anybody
yes. Yes.
An hour later, I said, about 30 minutes into the hour, we'll be taking calls. And so are you ready for our first caller, Jan?
Sure, of course.
You doing okay? You need a drink of water or anything?
Oh, no, I'm doing good.
Okay, our first person who had some questions for you, I think she just has one, is Mia from Seattle. Mia, welcome back to the show.
From Seattle. She's
Hi.
From Oregon.
Yeah. Seattle.
Hi, Mia.
Hi, Jan. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Sure, thanks for listening.
And my question, I actually do have 2 questions, but if you only have time for one, that's fine.
No, you can take them both.
What are some differences between being a background actor in films and on TV?
In TV, you actually are going to shoot a lot more in the day. I mean, a TV episode shoots in about 8 days of filming, where a movie, you know, I mean, you might take a movie and you might shoot like one page of dialogue, you know, one scene from that whole movie in that one day. So really, I mean, in the TV show, you're going to be doing a few different things in that day, a few different scenes. So there's kind of a little bit of a change and a little more of a rhythm going. Where a movie, it'll take all day to do, you know, one scene or a piece of a scene. It's probably a lot more sitting around and a little slower moving on a movie set and a little quicker pace on a TV set.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then I do have one other question, and that is, how do you hear about other work opportunities? Like, do you hear about upcoming projects and think, I really want to be a part of that? Or is it more like, I could fit this part that they're casting? Or does it all come from, like, central casting?
Well, yeah, central casting, I mean, I'm registered there. So, I mean, they have, like, a profile picture of me there. And just from working, you know, regularly through them now for 5 years, you know, a lot of the people there are familiar with the people that are in their database. So if something comes up, they know who they can call. You know, once in a while I'll hear of a project, you know, that might be coming up where you can submit pictures for a certain thing. So, I mean, I'm constantly submitting for different projects that you can work on, some things that aren't done through central casting, which most of the stuff in LA is through central casting, but there are some other casting places that do things. And so, you know, I do submit for other things. I don't actually have an agent. I don't do a lot of auditions yet. That's something that's kind of the next step for me. And, you know, after last night, hopefully I can get out there and pursue some more of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the thing with Hollywood and working out here is you can't just sit around and wait for things to happen. You've always got to be, you know, keeping your ear out, listening, finding things, looking for things online, submitting, and always, you know, trying to get your name out there and find work. So, yeah, if the work's not coming to you, you got to go out and find it.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you very much, Mia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope that answers your question.
Next up, we have Kate from New York. Hello, Kate. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Tonight, it's actually technically Kate from Philly, but yeah.
Kate from Philly then tonight.
Yes. Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for taking our questions. Mine's going to be a little random because I was just over looking at your website and I noticed you have billiards listed as one of your sports. I just fell in love with the game of pool 3 months ago and I've been playing like 2 or 3 times a week. I was just wondering how serious you are as a billiards player.
Challenge. Yeah, not too serious. I mean, I love playing, and I think I'm pretty decent at it. But yeah, I haven't played in a while. So
you play
APA
or bar rules?
Bar rules are always fun. You know, I guess
that's
I'm not so fancy that I play that regularly. But yeah, bar rules. Well, I don't know. I like calling my pocket when I play. My best friend Steve, when he and I get together and shoot. We usually, you know, call our pocket and stuff, you know. But, yeah, it all depends on who I'm playing.
And do you find that skill is ever, you're ever called upon to use that skill in acting?
I personally haven't. I mean, as far as ever having to play pool on set, on Saving Grace, there was one time where we were put in a bar scene. It was kind of like the cop bar, and they did have a pool table there, but yet you can't really hit the ball because it's going to make noise while they're talking. So
fake it.
So as much fun as it was to fake it, I haven't had to play pool or anything on camera so far.
Okay,
thank you.
Oh, wait. Did you tell him you share his birthday, Kate? You didn't tell him?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, I found that out, too, while I was on your website.
October
26th? Yes.
Nice. Cool. You're a Halloween baby as well.
Sorry?
Is Halloween your favorite time of year?
Fall. I would say fall. I like Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Okay. All right. That's
Halloween.
Okay. I love Halloween. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I'm a makeup artist, so
yeah.
I like Halloween,
so I was gonna say Halloween for you would be perfect.
Yeah. Halloween's busy.
Yes,
okay. Well,
it is.
Well, happy birthday to you both. Very, very early.
Early, or a little, yeah, or okay. A little late. One or the other.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
Next, we have Vanessa, who's really close to Paris, France. Vanessa, you're on the show. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Vanessa.
So I have a question. I don't think you have answered that yet. what kind of movies are you interested in writing, directing, and producing, and why? I mean, drama or comedy, etc.
More positive stories. I've written kind of one script that I wrote was more of like a sports drama type movie about a football player, and then another script that I wrote was more of like a romantic comedy, kind of a funny romance movie with a guy and a couple dogs and everything. Then there's another script that I wrote that's kind of more real life and animation about a kid with some crayons and everything. So I kind of have dabbled in kind of the different movie types that I like, the sports movies, the romantic comedies, and the kind of positive uplifting stories. I'll never write a horror story. I'll never write a horror film. probably. Well, there is one idea that I do have for one, and I think that might be fun just to do kind of as a joke for myself. But and then my luck, that'll probably be the one that sells. But yeah, I mean, otherwise, I like to write more positive stories. Those are the kind of movies I enjoy going to see the most. And those, I think, would be what I'd want to write and also direct, the kind of stories I'd like to tell.
Okay.
So, Vanessa, what time is it, 5 a.m. there?
No, 4.
4 a.m.? That's dedication. Thank you for calling in at 4 a.m. Yes.
Wow.
Our listeners listen live sometime around the world, so it's, they'll get up in the middle of the night to call in.
Wow.
Thank you for doing that.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Vanessa.
Okay, next up we have Angie from Mexico City, Mexico.
Oh, Angie.
Angie.
Hello, Jan.
Hi.
Hello, Angie. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you for calling.
I have a question for you. You said you look up to Woody Allen. If you were interviewing him, what's the one question you've always wanted to ask him?
Ah,
oh,
good.
Wow. Great question. Do you have a part for me? That would be a good one. I don't know. I mean,
hire me.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm available.
I work any hours.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All of his movies. I mean, I love them, back to Annie Hall and some of those great ones, and
Diane
even his
Keaton.
Current ones. Midnight in Paris and stuff. I mean, just, you know, there's so many different things he's done. I'd probably just have to ask him, you know, where his ideas come from, what, you know, what kind of little sparks he has, you know, where his personal ideas come from. I know sometimes where mine might come from, but it'd be fun, I guess, to hear, you know, where his come from, and if he had any kind of advice for someone in my position that hasn't directed any films, and what I could do to get to the to get into the ranks that he's in. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Angie.
Thanks.
Next up, we have a new caller, Phyllis from California. Hello, Phyllis. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Jan?
I actually have two questions, but I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze them in or not.
Go ahead. Give
it
a shot.
Are they really long or something?
Okay. My first question is, what is it like working on the set of Castle? What's the crew and cast like?
First of all, hi, Phyllis. the cast and crew of Castle are just amazing. They're the friendliest people I've ever been around, not just in Hollywood, but just genuinely nice people, period. Whether they're on set or not, just great, friendly people, very, like Pam and Cheryl can tell you, just very welcoming and warm-hearted, kind people, and it's fun to be around them. Just a really great experience, a great, great cast and crew.
Okay. First of all, thank you for answering that. I was really, you know, wondering. And my last question is, if you could do anything other than acting, what would it be?
Anything other than acting? Obviously writing and that kind of stuff. I mean, I always enjoyed drawing. So, I mean, you know, art would be something that I'd love to do. If I could just travel, if I didn't have to worry about making a living and I could just literally travel and go anywhere, I guess I would just pick up and just go and travel the world. There's just so many places out there that I just love to see.
And draw.
That would be a great thing. Yeah, and draw. Yeah, do that. Draw, write poetry, whatever. You know, go to other countries and, you know, see things like the Eiffel Tower and the Great Wall of China, and just to see so many things that you only get to see in books.
Taj Mahal.
You know, yeah, all that would be great. And I guess if I, career-wise, I get a teacher, something where I could work with kids and find a way to inspire kids to do things, to believe in their dreams, some kind of motivational speaker, something like that, where I could get out there and really get other people to, you know, to follow their dreams and follow their hearts and achieve everything that they want to do. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that and live that myself, and it would be great to be able to get out there and help other people do that as well.
Okay, all right.
I really thought you were going to say to be the honorary coach for the Detroit
Packers.
No,
not the Packers.
Yeah.
That was Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah, football. I would definitely. Yeah, I still
Detroit
play footballs every once in a while. So I would. That would be my dream role, I guess, right now. If I could ever have any particular role to do something, it would be. I'd love to play football in a movie. That'd be really cool.
Like Sean Austin.
Next, do you have time for just a few more, Jan?
Oh, sure.
A couple more.
Sure.
All right.
How about Kelly in St. Louis? Kelly, welcome.
Kelly.
Hello.
Hello,
okay, Kelly. My question is this: when talking to other actors in the background, if you're, you know, granted the camera doesn't actually pick up your dialogue, what you're talking about, but you can actually see that you're talking to somebody else in the background, is there actual dialogue that you guys are giving, or are you just making up some random conversation?
Mumbo jumbo.
Grocery list at the grocery store.
well, that's a funny thing. Like, I mean, you talk to some people who've been doing this for a number of years, and, you know, I mean, they go back years ago, and, it's, you know, sometimes I've sat down on a different set, and you have, like, a dinner scene, you're sitting there, and the person across from me is just randomly going, peas and carrots, so that their mouth is moving. And one of the first times I ever did that, I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, it's just, you know. It blew my mind. I mean, you know, I'm not from out here, and I'm like, okay, this is what LA people are like. They just say season six. That scared me a little bit, but then I realized, you know, that there's a little history to that.
It's acting.
I'm going back to Wisconsin right now.
It is, yeah. And I eat season carrots, and I'm like, okay, cauliflower, broccoli. All right, let's go through the vegetables. On the set of Castle, I know because we all get along and all of us, I mean, we're kind of like our background group is our own little family as well, that when we're on set, we have such an interaction. And I guess I like to believe, and I hope the show believes that that's why they've kept bringing us back for four seasons to be on the show, that we kind of have a good rapport with each other, that it's like we understand. So when we pass each other, you know, if I'm walking, we might not plan anything, but if a buddy of mine, another officer, walks up and hands me a folder, I'll take it and stop, and we'll do a little interaction. We might not even say anything. We might just move our mouths, you know, and continue on and make it look like we just had an important meeting. Other times, we might sit there and talk about the game that was on last night, you know, like in the quietest, lightest whisper type of a voice that won't get picked up by the microphone on the other side of the room.
I know what you're saying, Jan. You're saying to the guy next to you, you're saying, I hope that Tina and catering isn't serving leftovers again today.
Oh, they never serve leftovers. No. Never.
Always something good every day.
Yeah, it's like,
hope we get
maybe
something
more
good
like,
today.
Yeah, it's like more like, yeah, do you smell that? What do you think they're
yeah.
having today?
What is
oh,
it tonight?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's
time for lunch.
Something good. It's always yeah. something good over there. But,
hey,
yeah, it's not really any great conversation. A lot of times, personally, I just move my mouth a lot. so, yeah.
Hey, did you ask this earlier, Pam? And I and thanks, by the way, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
I did not hear it, so I might have been out of the room checking to see who's calling in. How many takes did you do?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, how many
yeah.
takes?
Oh, probably, I mean, what did we say before? Probably, I mean, 20 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, from different angles.
Directions or,
I missed that.
Yeah, probably, yeah, from all the different angles that we had to do that day.
How about John? How many times did he have to, like, do the fake hoop, you know?
He 50. Just did, I mean, yeah, just a few times. I mean, yeah, he didn't have to do it. I mean, I think he pretty much nailed his on the first take, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the basketball thing, I mean, that he had to do out there. And, yeah, I mean, he's a pro, so. He didn't need as many things.
And like
he was
catching flies and stuff.
he's funny.
Waving
guy.
Around.
Okay, we'll take one more. And here's Tara. Tara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Hi, Tara. Hello.
Hi. Now that you've been on the air, I forgot my question.
Are you Tara from up Northern California?
Yes.
Then you're going to be an aspiring actress. You wrote on our Facebook wall today you couldn't wait to talk to Jan. So is that something you wanted to ask him about acting?
No, my question is not about acting. But I am an aspiring. If you could cast anybody from the Castle cast in one of your movies, who would it be?
Ah.
Ooh, in one of my movies. Like I said, I have a script that I've written about some crayons and stuff, and these crayons in my script would be talking. So it would be fun to use the voices, actually, from all of them, because between Nathan and Stana, John and Seamus, I mean, between all four of them, they all have different voices, very distinct. And I think all four of them would be great to have as the different crayon characters that are in one of my stories. So. I think that would be something fun, and I've actually thought about that because
animation voiceover.
Yeah, the characters that I have, I think that I actually have characters for each of them, so that would be fun. I guess that would probably be, that'd be something fun to do with them.
There you go. And Stana would have to be the yellow crayon since yellow was her favorite color way back.
Maybe or she could be Tickle Me Pink.
A pink,
the pink crayon.
And
the character that I have
purple.
Is a very bubbly, you know, fun, energetic character and everything. So I think that Sana would do that one well.
All right.
Well, Jan, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule. I know you're probably ready for a break yourself.
Yes, an hour and 20 minutes.
No, yeah,
a lot of fun.
I was worried we'd even hit an hour, but no, thank you so much for having me on. It was great to talk with you and surprised that people are even tuning in to listen to me tonight. So
are you kidding?
It's all in.
It's all interesting.
He's good looking too, lady.
Yeah, very good looking, everybody. Woohoo! No, but Dan, it's been a real fun pleasure to have you on the show, and we're so glad you took the time out tonight, and we think it's so neat that you were on last night's episode, and also that you are a part of Castle and the baseball team and everything. So, Cheryl, anything else you want to say to Jan before we say goodbye?
We look forward to season 5 announcement.
Yes, me too.
I certainly do.
So, you know, you got another study job for next year, huh?
Right, that's always a good thing. And it's a good thing because it's a great show. And again, thanks to all the viewers out there, wherever you are, watching the show and everything. It's great to have such a great fan base. It's definitely something that, you know, everybody, I can speak for people on the set, everybody is aware that Castle has such a great following, and I think that's why everybody enjoys coming to work every day and putting together something like this, because they know that people out there are watching it, and we enjoy doing it, and we're glad that you enjoy watching it.
Well, you tell your mom and your sisters and brothers and everybody back home that Stana Talk Radio says hello from California and Kansas. Cheryl's in Kansas, of course. And we thank you for being on the show. And we thank all the callers tonight who called in to talk to Jan. And, Jan, you got to get Twitter if you want it. You know, don't let anybody force you on there, you know.
Yeah, I made the note. I made the note to Twitter.
You have to tell
right
us
here.
Your Twitter account so we can announce it on the air before we take some time off later.
Okay, my website, too. I know you mentioned my website earlier, and I will be kind of updating that and redoing some things on there. So if people kind of check back in the next couple weeks, I'll be getting some new clips and stuff up there for everybody, too.
And you want to say that website one more time?
Sure. It's my name and with my middle initial. So it's Jan M. Jansen, J-A-N-M, as in Marcus, and Jansen, J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
.com.
I always think of Jan Jan from Wisconsin, or how do you say that?
Yes, my name is Jan Jansen. I come from Wisconsin. Yes, that's it.
Or Jan right. Jan. I bet you they called you that in school. Jan Jan.
He's Jan Man.
No.
Jan Man? No? Really?
You can call me that, Pam. You can call me Jan Jan.
Okay, I'll call you Jan Jan. Next time I see you, I'll Jan Jan!
All right. There you go.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, really,
thank you,
everybody. And we're going to start on our news. So, Jan, have a great night and a great summer.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay.
Guys.
Take care.
All right.